there was a substantial rainfall event, I suppose, that crossed kind of northeast over Donegal from late Saturday afternoon right through until the early hours of Sunday morning. And your point that you made in your introduction about the scar on the side of Barnesmore Gap, I mean, you're absolutely right. It's a reflection, I suppose, of where the intensity of the storm was on Saturday evening, you know, in that derrick and foil catchment. And like that, I've never seen, and I know that area as well, probably as yourself, I've never seen such scarring on the side of Barnesmore Gap in my life. But it gives an indication, I suppose, of the intensity of these rainfall events, which on Saturday wasn't forecast. There was no warning, no yellow or orange warning or anything at all like that. It's another one of these pluvial events, similar to what happened in August 2017, which caused such substantial damage again in Inishowen, unfortunately. Thankfully, on this Saturday and Sunday, it didn't have the same intensity or the same duration or indeed the same spread. But as Councillor Farran has said, there was damage across a range of areas in that East Inishowen area, and also then obviously across the border and the Strabane and Derry areas as well. The emergency services responded. We had four appliances from three stations, Buncrana, Moville and Cairndonagh, out on Saturday evening. And in conjunction with road services, they responded to, I suppose, defend properties, I suppose, with sandbags, pumping where necessary and diverting where necessary. And in conjunction with the road services, whose primary objective, I suppose, was to ensure that there was no risk to people actually on any of our roads, they would have signed and diverted where necessary and where roads were inundated. And as Councillor Farran says, they're now reviewing, I suppose, the damage that has taken place and with a view to seeing, I suppose, preparing repair plans for all of that. There were a number of properties that were inundated despite the best efforts of everyone. And just to acknowledge again the huge effort that locals, you know, including Councillor Farran, indeed all of the residents in the Greencastle, Moville, Redcastle areas, and how well they responded on Saturday evening, Sunday morning. Even with that, there were a number of properties inundated, and I just got confirmation there from the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management that the Department of Social Protection is available to assist anyone, and with your agreement, I'll give a number that any affected householder can actually make a phone call to now in the event of them actually requiring assistance from that national body, you know, in response to this event. And the telephone number, and they are expecting calls from East Inishowen this morning, the telephone number is 0818 607 080. That's 0818 607 080, and that's the Department of Social Protection who are available to assist householders who actually have had damage done to their properties as a result of this incident.
What kind of support do they offer? Is it like financial support, and is it income dependent, or what's the story there, Gary?
Yeah, financial support. So, for example, if your property was damaged and flooded and inundated, and for example, if you need funding, let's say, to, I suppose, to carry out repairs or to replace certain items that have been damaged, that's the type of intervention that the scheme that they have can be brought to bear. They have some flexibility in it, as I understand it. So they look at each individual case, I suppose, on a humanitarian basis, and they'll respond accordingly then.
Right.
So anyone who has been impacted, I would certainly encourage them to call that number.
Yeah, for sure. In terms of how prepared we can be for events like this, you know, going back to 2017, and thankfully it's not as severe as that, but, you know, we were told that was once in a generation type an event or once in a century type an event, and yet here we are again to a lesser extent, but it just goes to show we are at the mercy of the elements. Are we doing enough to clear our waterways to make sure that even in the summer months that our drains, anything that can sort of relieve water pressure, that is being properly maintained? Do we have a system in place to ensure that that is the case and identify problems and fix them where they may be?
Yeah, well, each council road services area in the county would have a cyclical, I suppose, maintenance system of clearing the stormwater drains. And that's to ensure that, you know, the normal flows of stormwater going down into our drains and our towns and in our villages, you know, can actually get away in a normal sense. the difficulty, I think, that happens in these types of events is that the scale of the water falling within such a short period of time inundates, you know, normal drainage systems. And it probably does require now, as we go forward into, I suppose, a new environment where, as you say, what would have been once in a 100-year event, they're now occurring much more regularly. And there seems to be strong evidence that it's associated with climate change. The design and how we design our culverts and how we design our wastewater systems will inevitably have to be reviewed as part of that. And it was, as Councillor Farron has said, you know, as we learn more about how these events occur, we have to try to design our infrastructure accordingly. The big difficulty is, and as I said about the event on Saturday evening, this could have happened anywhere in the county, anywhere. It just depends on where the rainfall happens to fall at any given time. And you really, really, really have huge difficulty in trying to defend against that. And we've had it in different areas of the county at different times, whether it's Killybegs or Donegal Town or Inishowen or Letterkenny, Dunloe, Bunbeg. We've had it in pretty much every location in the county in one area at one time or another, and an awful lot of it not forecast. And instances where events are forecast, our teams will go out, they'll jet the drains in advance to make sure that there's no obstacles or obstructions there. But even with that, you know, there are times when there is the risk of them being overwhelmed.
All right, Gary, give us that number one more time, if you don't mind.
Yeah, the number is 0818 607 080. 0818 607 080.
And they're anticipating calls to that number. Gary, thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah.